Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the holidays, people, and our guys at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch told me to say a big thank you to everyone driving All-Star Chevys and to each of you wanting to buy a new Chevy to come to All-Star Chevy today. Test drive the Silverado, Traverse, the new Camaro. It's ABC simple. A, the All-Star Chevy Challenge to bring any written offer from any Mid-South Chevy dealer to All-Star so they can give you a better deal or buy you a tank of gas. B, better buying experience that's fast and fun for you. And C, customer care to take care of everything you need so all your future cars and trucks to be in the All-Star family. Because over 75% of All-Star customers are repeat buyers and no other Mid-South Chevy dealer can say that. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. Not South Haven, not The Pike, not Collierville. It's gotta be Olive Branch. So go to allstarautogroup.com and find the Chevy you want. If you don't see it there, they can get it for you fast. allstarautogroup.com.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices, and they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got two locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday. Blackwater Trio. Saturday, it's Jack Oblivion.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the expert with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry, these specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made stance shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made stance pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made stance pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about stance custom shirts, three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, stance and James Davis have the perfect fit pant, three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention drivers. Join McLean in Memphis for an upcoming hiring event. Come see us November 12th, 13th, and 14th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 6415 Shelby View Drive in Memphis. McLean has immediate opportunities for CDLA drivers, driver trainees, and shuttle drivers. Start earning great pay and generous benefits. Learn more at drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. That's drivefrommcleanmemphis.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Hey, I'm Archie of Pep Boys Service Tech. Now in stock, Michelin tires, known for their durability, innovation, and lasting performance, backed by the Michelin Promise Plan.
For a limited time at Pep Boys, get free installation on 4 Michelin tires. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Now through November 16th. 4 tire installation required. Receive value of free installation by Visa card by mail. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Jason and John Guest appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Let's do the rundown.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
James. Big Ticket got some news today. And it obviously, such a story like this. It compels us. It compels all of us, right? We are completely devoured by it. We are captivated by it. In some cases, Jason, it compels us and it moves us, and it moves us to harmony. It moves us to song. And on your way into work, that is exactly what happened for you. So, if you would please, let me introduce Jason Sam Cook Smith on his rendition of A Change Gonna Come. Take it away.
What's up, guys? Driving to work in the 06 Mazda. Show coming up at a boy here in a little bit. Hope you listen, Jason and John. 11 to 2 Monday through Friday, you know, they say we're fans. And I tell you what, on a day like this, when this kind of news is coming down, it reminds a fan, a Tigers fan, of an old Sam Cooke song. And it goes like this. I was born by the river in a little tent Whoa, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know settlement gon' come.
Yes, say it. Say it.
Oh, yes, it will.
Say it.
Come on now.
It's been too hard losing, but I'm afraid for this program to die. Because I don't know what's out there beyond probation. It's been a long time coming, but I know settlement gonna come.
Wow.
Oh, yes, it will. Something knocking on the Mazda.
All right.
I go.
Thank you. I was inspired this morning.
We're glad you made it.
I'm trying to figure out the difference between a forfeiture and a vacate, and y'all playing my fun. It's like being in the shower, and you're exposed.
That was absolutely beautiful,
thank
Jason.
You. Thank you.
That brought a near tear to my eye.
Again, you don't sing like that unless you think it's good news, and this feels like good news for Memphis to me.
Yes.
Because, again, you had every fan base in the country, at least the hating ones, hoping that this was going to bring you down, this whole announcement, right? And then the fact that you're bucking the NCAA and you're throwing the double birds, as John Martin puts it, and you're going to have your whole season taken away, those fans are hoping, those haters are hoping, and yet that will not happen, as we know. The only thing to be determined at this point is if Memphis won in terms of what we suspect is the number of games you'll have to sit out, how long that is. Now, we can go back and forth on what's okay and what's not, but the fact is you fought the NCAA, and we think it's a win because you are going to have James Wiseman at the end of the season with an opportunity to win a national championship, right, with everybody backing up, right? Hey, no need to ask, though. Hey. And to me, I don't see any way you're looking at this other than a win.
I mean, exactly. You sent a message, right? You sent a message to your fans and to the residents of Memphis that you're willing to fight, right? And you fight, and ultimately, cooler heads prevail.
Nationally, you were lauded for it, quite frankly, for that fight, for playing James. No question about it. Whether it was Jay Billis Jay selfishly just said he just wanted to see Wiseman play. But Van Pelt, all the rest of them, Bomani, we saw it there, they applauded you on that fight because why? You went, you know, the river's running against the NCAA right now. Like, it's the time to do this, and you will be looked at as the first school, and everybody wrote it in their stories, and they said it in their opinion pieces. You were the first school to do this, to say, look, we're not going to sit here and take this. We're gonna play them. And, again, yes, it was James Wiseman's lawsuit that was the actual impetus for that, but it will be looked back upon as Memphis fought. They played that guy in the eyes of the NCAA, and the NCAA ends up letting him play, letting Memphis go on and have a chance to win a national title. I don't see how that's not a win for Memphis. You found what was basically a loophole in their rules, and typically when you break their rules, they hit you with the full brunt of the punishment.
Right, like it didn't change the NCAA.
The rule sucks.
Right. We didn't Memphis did not. There was not some watershed transformative change or reform in college sports like some were saying, right? But I think Memphis, you can unequivocally say, is going to come out like, you know, they took on the NCAA and kind of won.
That's the way I'm looking at it. And especially, again, if you're looking at he's got to sit out three games or four. If you've got him back for the Tennessee game, I don't see how that's not a win. So that's the way I'm looking at win or loss. And for the most part, again, if it's 5-6 games and the opportunity is still there, aren't you looking at that still as a win? Again, I would tell you most of the other fan bases and the ones that were, you know, the ones that can't stand you, the one that says, oh, Memphis, they cheated, those folks thought you're dead. And they were there, you know, they're clapping this thing up. Oh, there's Memphis again getting in trouble. You stay out of that boat. You keep it rolling. And more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, forget the now. Everybody's caught up in the now. You get to do this again and again and again in terms of trying to lock down high-level, top-ranked recruiting classes and the best of the best. Again, the Jalen Greens of the world, you know, the other James Wisemans. This, you have a chance to keep it going. That said, just like Mark said, if you're Memphis, make sure you know everything that went down beforehand. You understand what I'm saying? So so that you are in lockstep.
Yep.
That has got to be on Memphis in that point. That, I mean, you guys were already supposed to know this. And that first release, John, would indicate that they didn't, right? They find out after the NCAA initially ruled, at least from Memphis's side, not James's lawyers, but that they find out about that 11-5 later. Get in lockstep. You know, find out what went down beforehand, and so that the next time anything comes, like, you are in lockstep. You know what went down, and nothing from the past, right, comes back to burn you, because like Ohio, you've been up front. Everybody knows everything. You got it? Tighten up would be the point. For Memphis's part of this, that's what I'd tighten up. No question about that going forward.
Yeah. So, you know, listen, the news today, just to kind of reset, James Wiseman has dropped the lawsuit against the NCAA, at least temporarily. This way it removes the temporary restraining order. Memphis is able to sit him as the NCAA and the University of Memphis work toward a solution, work towards a resolution, which we believe is obviously already probably agreed upon. And now it's just a matter of making it look good, making it look like, hey, you know, we're going back and forth. We're having positive conversations. So now the only question really is how long? Now you make me want to sing, and I'm not as good at it.
What in the world was that?
What song is that,
Brad? What song is
that? How long?
The only How Long song is Ace How Long is the only one I know.
Oh, no, I'm going to.
Can't even get the melody right, bro.
It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Other Side. That's it.
Oh, Take Me On to the Other Side?
Yeah.
That was a strange rendition.
How long?
That's a little different than the way you did it initially.
That was a little better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right.
Why does that bring a Chili Pepper? Why does it bring that song up?
Because
what's the link?
How long will the suspension be? You know, how long will James have to sit?
Short, fool.
How long?
Oh, that part of it, I see.
To separate my side.
How long?
You like that?
Not bad.
That's right. One of the greatest white bands of all time.
I'll tell you what. I don't think these Tennessee fans like it.
Okay.
Now, it'll come out soon, but if James Wiseman's playing up there in Knoxville, they won't like it at all.
I think I like Sam better, honestly.
I think I could have been in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, Red Hot Chili Peppers is... the Red Hot Chili Peppers had some songs. You know, Californication. Do you know the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Of course not.
They're all white 90s alternative songs.
You know, what happened to that band? Not the Red Hot, but that kind
playing.
Of band.
Dude, they're still
big.
Going. Are
no,
you
I know,
but
touring.
I'm talking about the genre. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not as popular.
What
as
happened to the genre? I mean,
you
know what?
Hip-hop is bigger.
When 92.9 flipped.
Flea.
When 92.9 flipped from 93X, it killed alternative rock.
Well, rock is having a hard time.
It killed it. So thanks.
Classic rock is bigger than rock.
But can we bring back 93X?
This is timeless right here, though, Jason, to your point. This is
can
great.
We bring back 93X, please?
People have asked me, and I, unfortunately, got to keep my job, so I'm sorry. Here we are.
And Anthony Kiedis is not aging.
No.
I'll add that in there as well. Those are my observations.
Not to get distracted into a conversation about American music, right,
point,
over,
yeah.
over the history of time.
We're celebrating.
The question is how
long.
We
should be in a good mood.
Yeah.
The question is how long James Wiseman will ultimately be asked to sit. What will be the punishment handed down by the NCAA? Now, we kind of have an idea. Obviously, it can't be longer than 9 games because, to me, it wouldn't make any sense to be longer than 9 games because if it was going to be 9 games, if you're Memphis, you just sit James at the beginning and you don't feel like you need to fight.
You don't have to fight.
Right. You don't take that route. You don't take the high variance route.
You're just going to lay down. That would have been laying down, not fighting.
Exactly. You just kind of accept it as is, you know, and then you apply for reinstatement and you're probably back in 9 games and, like, you pay the fine, whatever.
And technically, you could have been in that spot.
Right.
Because, again, we don't like the rule, but as Parrish has told you all day from 4 to 6 and as Jay Billis has told you, yeah, they're funky little rule. The way it was what's messed up is it's not so much the rule. The rule is intended to keep college coaches, right, boosters from doing this. It's how it was applied here. And it's that y'all know damn well Penny didn't give that 11-5 to steer him to Memphis. That's the point of this. And so, again, the idea but you broke it. You broke their rule. And so they could have stuck you the whole way. And that's why I'm saying the idea that you're going to get a James that, again, that hopefully, right, the Tennessee fans will see him up there in Knoxville. Oh, man, now they got to go against him. That is a win. Having him in the tournament is a win. So I'm past that point, right, mm-hmm. trying to explain why we should all be there at this point because you're going to have a season that's not going to be taken down. And more importantly, because, again, I know we're all hopeful this season and what it could bring, but you have further seasons that will not be on probation, whatever else that could have come with that, with who knows where this thing could have gone. So
exactly. I mean, I think, like, to put all your faith into the NCAA. It's not.
Because let me tell you what the Tennessee fans that can't stand you are saying right now. Damn NCAA! What are y'all doing? Y'all let them folks do what they want to do? Right? You won in their eyes. Right? You won in those folks that were rooting against you's eyes. So I don't know what typically you were hoping for, because again, the fight would have led to NCAA, which typically again doesn't fold, saying, all right, you're going to get punished to the fullest extent of our rules. Right? I mean, you buck all the way there to that point. Well, they're going to have every incentive to hit you with everything they've got. That was always my concern. Are they going to hit you with everything they've got? Now, right. They're not.
They're not.
They're not. In fact, they're not even hitting you with the full wham. Okay, you won. It's as simple as that.
Exactly. So, at any rate, now
the
we
fighting
sort of,
worked.
Now we wait. You know, whether that drops today, whether that drops tomorrow. Now we just simply wait on the exact number of games that James Wiseman is going to be asked to miss. And you know, listen, if you want to go through the Memphis basketball schedule, you know, let's just kind of go through a range here, right? Let's say it's three, okay? If it's three, you miss Alcorn State, Little Rock, and Ole Miss.
Lovely.
If it's five, you miss those three games, plus NC State and Barclays and Bradley at home. If it's seven, which to me would be on the absolute most extreme side, you would miss those five games previously, as well as UAB, and you would miss the Tennessee game. If you are to miss nine games, which I just don't understand why Memphis would take nine games, you would miss the rest of the non-conference schedule except for the Georgia game, and it would put you back for the Tulane game at home on the 30th. So, really,
if you get him back for NC State, at least according to KenPom right now, that still gives you the opportunity to have two marquee level, these are potential marquee level opportunities for Memphis. That'd be an A-level opportunity against an NC State team that, again, right now, KenPom's 44. That'd be a good neutral court win. They've got an A win. So for KenPom and for seeding purposes, you look at that as a marquee win. Tennessee would be as well. So to think that you'd have him in a couple of marquee games that can help your resume, again, in those games, there's no way that that's not a win. So if you get him back anytime, again, if as John mentioned, if it's three, Alcorn State, Little Rock, Mississippi, and you've still got the opportunity to get him against a quality opponent in NC State and a quality opponent against Tennessee, not to mention the A-level games you've got against Wichita State right now, as of right now, Cincinnati and Houston in conference, you're good. Mm-hmm. That looks like you've got those opportunities to have a good resume here clearly after the Oregon loss. How's that not a win? Again, win-win. People should be walking around smiling if that's the case. Again, a lot of the win-loss will be judged in terms of the number, but John, I'm telling you, that number's got to be to Memphis's liking. Otherwise, James doesn't drop the lawsuit. There's no reason why we're talking about this today.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're still fighting.
No doubt about it. It's going on. Memphis and the NCAA clearly had conversations this week.
They must like the number. They must.
And yeah,
James
must
like the number.
Again, because what you have are two parties, two entities that have no incentive for this to go on any longer than it already has. Let's be honest about it. Like, I know there are Memphis fans who are galvanized. Yeah, yeah, fight the men. Take their asses to the Supreme Court. You know, get them. But realistically, that was never going to be what happened. That's not what either party wants. They want this to be resolved. They want James to be on the court. At least Memphis does. And the NCAA wants its pound of flesh for Memphis having broken, by the letter of the law, a rule. Now, we can argue about whether that rule is fair or equitable or antiquated or whatever. Mm-hmm. But again, you do agree as a member of the organization to be a member of the organization. The NCAA is a voluntary organization. You agree to be a part of it and to abide by its rules so that you can participate in its revenue sharing, so that you can participate in its tournaments and events and everything like that. So we can argue that later when we're on the floor of the house, Jason.
Right.
But for today, the NCAA just wants their pound of flesh, right? And Memphis wants James Wiseman to play. That's how you get to where we've gotten to.
Been saying since Monday. This was the best case scenario right here, and you're at the doorstep of it. Hopefully that hopefully the fans see it, that number that was clearly acceptable to Memphis and to James Wiseman in terms of whatever number this is acceptable to a fan base, because again, what you should be ultimately rooting for is James Wiseman to play, and this is the road that you get there with.
That's
with him
exactly
playing
right,
and with no banners or games getting vacated, whatever the hell it's going to be, that should be the goal.
Hello, hello.
That was better.
I got a little talent. I got a little voice talent. Here, sing with me.
Don't know this one very well. I'll let you have it.
All right, when we come back, Pete Limbo going to join us. He coaches.
They got a big game.
One of the best special teams units in all of college football.
Put some respect on it.
We will talk to him about getting ready for Houston and more. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Hey roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Let's talk about service and promises. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town, celebrating our 150th year this year. Have you tried reaching someone for service recently? How hard has it been? Has someone sold you a product and you were disappointed? I've been there just like you. That is why my real estate business is based on satisfaction before, during, and after the sale. You may have heard the corny phrase, when you want the job done, call Shell Done. Well, it's true. No rash promises, just a highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option that can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, do yourself a favor. Always make sure and talk to 2 to 3 brokers and let me be one of them. I'm Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Limbo is the special teams coordinator and the assistant head coach over at the University of Memphis. Let's talk some Memphis football.
Anytime Jason and John talk Tigers on 92.9, it's presented by Papa John's Pizza and South of Beale.
Coach Limbo, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. I heard a little singing before the break. I hope you don't need me to chime in on that.
Yeah, you're welcome to. I mean, we can make this open hour if you want. You just let us know.
I don't want to turn your listeners away.
Well, you should be in a singing mood the way your special teams unit is playing.
The kids have played well, and it's been a fun run up until this point. But we know we got a lot of tough games coming up, beginning with Houston on this home stretch. And don't let their record fool you. This is as talented of a team as we'll have played. And it's going to be a challenge going on the road down there, homecoming at Houston.
Coach, the last time we saw you guys, it was the most unbelievable atmosphere we've ever seen for Memphis football. I mean, game day being downtown on Beale Street, obviously you set the conference record for attendance against SMU, and you get the win. You don't even need help from a nearby SEC school to help with attendance. What did you make of the weekend just generally? I mean, to be a part of that, what does it compare to?
Well, my experience here in Memphis and my family's has been so positive, and this really was a cumulative effect of all of that, the spirit, the pride, the support of the university, people coming together and working to make something special. And I actually spoke to Joe Tessitore on my way in this morning. He's an old friend of mine, and he just could not stop talking about all his friends on that game day crew and what a positive experience they had here at Memphis. So I'll be honest with you, you know, coaching in some in the MAC and going to some environments like Oklahoma and different places we went. We were at Ball State, coaching at Maryland and going to some places like Ohio State and so forth. There have been bigger crowds at some places like Oklahoma, Ohio State, whatever. But I don't know if I've seen more enthusiasm, more pride, more connectivity with the team and the program than I saw last week. It really was an honor and a privilege to be a part of it. And all that being said, it's a great part of history for the city. And now we got to move on, because if you don't, you end up getting yourself in trouble.
That's what I was wondering, Coach, is just how long you get to, just in your, you know, just sort of mentally in terms of getting a chance to sort of be in a prisoner of the moment where it's okay and you embrace that, right, to just sort of revel in it before, as a coach, you're already turning your mind to Houston even with a bye week. Like, mentally, how long can you really celebrate before your mind's already turned to Houston, hey, this bus has got to keep on rolling?
Yeah, well, let's just say this. If we didn't have the bye week, you're thinking about Houston before your head even hits the pillow last Saturday night. But,
yep.
But thankfully, with the bye, at least we could enjoy Sunday as we began that transition, and even a couple of days into that with all the follow-up, obviously, to such a huge win and everything that went into it. I was happy for our players and our staff, especially for Coach Norvell, with all the requests he was getting, that at least he could put a little bit of time into that during a bye week. But you do have to move on, right? It's good, you know, win or lose, you have to move on, and fortunately it was a great win.
Is Houston more dangerous in a sense that maybe, you know, it's a different year and a little bit that maybe you don't know what to expect from them, that a guy that, you know, maybe playing one week isn't, in the sense that they've had the red shirts announced and all that, a little bit different in what to expect maybe than typically would be in a typical year?
Well, they're coming off a bye too, mm-hmm. So they've had extra time to take a look at us, to study us. And they're in a position now with their record, with their back up against the wall, that they've got nothing to lose, right? They're playing to keep their bowl hopes alive, and they've got a chance to knock off a highly ranked team in a rivalry-type game. So, to me, this is one of those weeks you expect the unexpected. You anticipate them taking a lot of risks and trying to give it their absolute best shot to knock us off.
So when you're walking around, right, and you're the coach of the most efficient special teams and unit in the country, at least according to ESPN and according to all others, is that your chest out big? I mean, there's nowhere to go but down, Coach. When you must be proud. And how much of that is the talent, and how much of it is coaching, Coach?
Well, the kids have bought in, and they have been absolutely fantastic to work with. And we've talked about this before on the radio. They're really starting to see and understand how what we do on special teams correlates to the same things their offensive and defensive coaches are asking them to do, whether it's blocking out in space, whether it's tackling in space, and so forth. So we need to keep moving forward on all that. But you're absolutely right. The pressure grows, and this Houston team is ranked 8th in special teams efficiency themselves. So they've got a big-time punter. They've got a punter that's surely going to be an NFL guy, and we're going to have to be at our best on Saturday.
No question about it. Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time so much. We'll be watching
this weekend.
Good luck this weekend,
brother. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, take care, guys.
Yep. He is Pete Limbo, special teams coordinator and assistant head coach for the University of Memphis football team, as they continue what's been a very good season for them this weekend against Houston. All right, we're going to take your calls a little bit later in the show. Want to let you guys get in here. Obviously, there does seem to be – I don't think there's a great – big division here, but there are some who say, you know, Memphis should have fought them all the way.
I'm not going to fight you on that. I'd be interested to still hear that viewpoint, though, how many of those are still out there.
But, I mean, I think this is just the best-case scenario. It's you're going to be looked at as though you kind of, like, you know, you kind of stuck it to the NCAA and you didn't accept what they put, what they handed down, and you said to basically take your ruling, turn it sideways, and stick it straight up your candy ass, is what you told the NCAA, right? I mean, that's what you did. And so now, you know, we'll see what happens with the official games is, what the official number of games is.
But it certainly seems like it's going to be less than what it would have otherwise been, right?
And listen, I should, because Mylon Webb tweets at me. So I should walk this back a little bit. I'm not saying all Tennessee fans, right, for rivalry, whoever Memphis is or Ole Miss or whatever, are rooting for this thing to fall, right, or for James. Certainly not. And this Tennessee fan says he wants James to play. If you see both teams this year, it's going to – he says Tennessee's a better team. But his point is that he wants to see James play. He's one of those reasonables I'm talking about, one of those fans that, you know, you want to see the kid play. I was speaking of the ones that are dead set against Penny succeeding, that kind of thing. Listen, we've all got those. Memphis has got those in its own fan base, right? Those crazies, those rabid ones,
yep.
Where it puts it almost to the point of crazy. But no, all Tennessee fans are, I would say most of my Tennessee fan friends are very reasonable people. So you're not speaking for an entire fan base. I'm speaking of those ones that wanted to see Penny fall. Those folks will have to be quiet because, again, you hope, you suspect. Again, why would Wiseman fold up the lawsuit? Why would Memphis come out with this release? You hope that it's a solution, a resolution that,
exactly.
That everybody's happy with.
You know, again, I'll go back to it. It's, you know, I think each party will view it as a win. That's the interesting thing about it. Like, the NCAA will view it as a win because they're still punishing Memphis for breaking the rule.
Yeah, they don't. NCAA doesn't need it to look like Memphis won too big, though.
No doubt. So
that's the precedent.
So the NCAA gets its pound of flesh with Memphis with that suspension, however long it lasts, mm-hmm. right? And then Memphis is done. Memphis is done with this issue. They're done with this matter. They challenged a ruling from the NCAA, a historically stubborn organization when it comes to these things, and they're going to basically, you know, come out on. They're going to emerge victorious because James is going to play. James is going to play in the games that matter the most, we think, right? The games that matter the most for Memphis are the conference games. Let's be honest about it. Like, the non-conference games are great, and they help you with your resume. But if James misses NC State, like, it's not going to be the end of the world, right? Or yeah. If he misses Ole Miss, it's not going to be the end of the world. What matters is, you know, do you run through your conference? Do you win your conference? Do you win your league? Those are the games that matter the most. Memphis is going to have James for those games, you know? And if you sit James, if you just say, if you kind of capitulate to the NCAA before the season begins and you say, all right, fine, we're going to sit him out, you are totally at the NCAA's discretion. You are totally at their mercy.
Well, and then what happens to, if you do that, what happens to you between you and James?
No doubt.
James wanted to play.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. And
he doesn't feel like he did anything wrong, right?
Exactly. So you do that at that point, right? You sit there and take it. Then what happens to that relationship? You could make a case, though, that, look, it worked for Ohio State. You cooperated there from the get-go. Look what it ends up happening. What helped them is the story itself, right? That clearly, I mean, the spirit of the rule, right, and the rules, nothing was broken in the Chase Young deal. I mean, that's a thing that was paid back, family member, girlfriend, whatever, that thing was paid back. I mean, that, again, I go back to spirit of the rule. That's important in this thing because, again, there's a difference. If Penny is steering that kid to Memphis as a booster, well, okay, but this, again, he wasn't doing that. We know that. And so any idea that this should be severe, and again, NCAA could say, yes, it should be. You broke our rule. Again, the number will matter so much. And I suspect if it's 3-4, we'll all be happy.
No doubt. So anyway, interesting stuff. We're going to take your calls later in the show, get your thoughts on this later in the show. We'll come back. Jeff Calkins at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw. Served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
Tennessee has always been a state of pioneers. Hardworking folks just trying to find simple ways to protect their families, which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. Need individual plans, including dental and vision? Or you're a small business owner and want family coverage? No problem. Just click fbhp.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile play slip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your play slip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
This is Mike Miller. I'm back close to Platinum Jewelers, the place I've been doing business with for years. Platinum Jewelers does custom design engagement rings, pre-owned Rolexes, wide selection of earrings, right hand rings, pendants, bracelets, and watches. On the web at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Shop where Memphis Tigers assistant coach Mike Miller shops. Visit Platinum Jewelers in their new location at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown, at their East Memphis location at 545 Perkins Extended, or online anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Hey, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with changing weather and shorter days, you really need reliable brakes. So stop in and have them checked by one of our pros. Your safety is important to us. That's why Pep Boys installs long-lasting Wagner brakes for your car, pickup, or SUV.
And right now at Pep Boys, save up to $60 on a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So visit your local Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
out there might think that when an investor says they want to buy your home for cash, Jason, that unlike this song, which is incredible, that the offer may not be a good one. Play that guitar. That is not the case with the investor the Live Love Memphis Group is working with. So you might be thinking about listing your home, and you may want, Jason, $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are your offer from the investor the Live Love Memphis Group is working with would most likely be in the $175,000 range. Doesn't that make you want to sing, Jason? Whoa! Oh, without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer.
Yep. So if you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County and in DeSoto County, maybe you just want to know what they'd pay. They'd love to hear from you over at Live Love. Simply send your address and an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. Think of it as a free service. And the team at Live Love Memphis Group is going to do a free analysis. It's absolutely no obligation to sell. You're never going to be hassled to sell. You don't have to worry about that. That's the best part. Again, like a free service. Live Love Memphis Group is simply going to tell you what the investor will pay. Then it's up to you to decide from there. The point is you got the knowledge. You know what that number is going to be. Like, we're waiting on a number. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address, again, real easy, to investor@livelovememphis.com. One more time, investor@livelovememphis.com.
All right, so we were talking earlier about vacating slash forfeitures of wins, right? Like if Memphis, as part of this proposal, has to vacate games that James participated in.
Yes.
I think the way we discussed it, transparently, as we said, those games would become losses. That is not true. If they are vacated, they are simply expunged from the record books. They never happen.
Ah, forfeits are losses.
Forfeits become losses. Hard to believe that the University of Memphis would be asked to forfeit those games. They would be vacated, but they would not be forfeited because the entire year of Derrick Rose was not forfeited. It was vacated. So the one, you know, Louisville season, vacated, not forfeited, but vacated. So with that precedent, it would actually not cripple the University of Memphis the way that maybe was the thought. It would not cripple their resume tournament-wise because they wouldn't have a loss. Right.
It just didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Nobody gets a win.
Correct. And it's not – exactly. You have an asterisk by it, right? And it's not like you were going to have a whole bunch of committee members in there saying, well, yeah, look what Memphis did in the first two games of the season. They beat UIC and they beat South Carolina. Like, it doesn't – like those wins don't help you. They don't really matter. They're just tune-up games, basically, for the rest of the season. So, you know, that is the clarification there, that the University of Memphis would not be asked to forfeit those games. They'd be asked to vacate those games.
Vacate doesn't count as losses.
Correct. Which, like, does it really matter to you whether they vacate those games or not?
Well, it's fantastic that they don't count as losses, yes, that they're just vacated. So in the sense that the point we're making, well, if they count against you, they're going to hurt your seeding. Well, that doesn't hurt your seeding whatsoever. And so you're taking care of everything. Really, by the time you get James back after whatever suspension this is, it's all gravy at that point. So everything's good. You got nothing counting against you. No L's in games that he played. Again, those games just didn't exist. You're good.
Exactly. Exactly. So that
you won.
Yeah, that is what we're waiting on now.
That's still a good old Oregon L.
Right, exactly.
That would be applied to games you want.
Yes. So here's the question, 535-3776-535-ESPN. We want to give you guys a chance to get in on this, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Did Memphis win? Now, we still are waiting on the exact punishment, the exact number of games, but do you look at this as a Memphis win, 535-3776-535-ESPN. You know, I think our opinion on the matter was very simple. You know, you are going to be, certainly locally, it will be perceived as a win. Now, what Seth Davis and Dane O'Neill and Gary Parrish and Jay Billis say, you know, that may differ.
I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of wonder, because you're seeing a lot of it, and you wonder, to your point that you make, Twitter's an echo chamber, but it does seem like some Memphis fans wanted to go balls to the wall. You fight it all day long, and you, because you had high hopes of this sort of caving in the NCAA. There does seem like there's a contingent of those folks. I'm trying to gauge how big it is, because you see it a little bit on Twitter. Doesn't necessarily mean there's a big crowd. I'm with you, John. I would suspect that the majority of Memphis fans see this as good news. Nice to get a little gauge of it, though.
Yeah, and also too, like, I mean, think about how quickly this has happened too. Like, the NCAA is not exactly an organization that it moves fast, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Isaiah Stokes is like, hello, anybody, like,
going to clear me or make a decision on me, like, at all. And we're already into the season. So they are not known as an entity that moves fast. Memphis has forced them to do that. So that in and of itself, I feel like, is a win as well. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on.
Hey, guys. Look, man, I just, at my job, I'm not going to say the name, but we had like a Thanksgiving dinner, and my boss, and I was telling him the information that I was getting from you guys. He was like, man, they should have fought it all the way. And I'm like, I didn't say it, man, because this is my boss. I'm like, you're crazy. Why would you want to continue this when you can clearly get a resolution to it? But, you know, I think it's a good thing, man, and I think they're making the right move. I just hope it's not 10 games.
Right.
But if it is, man. So,
yeah.
That's my opinion on it.
Yep. Appreciate the call, brother.
Appreciate the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Murray. Murray, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo, brother.
Well, now, here it is. That's a great win for us. Because if you had to drug it out, I think we would have got, hey, we already been on a death penalty before. We don't need no more infractions. We don't need nothing. It's best to take on what we have in front of us, which is the NCAA. You can't win against the Giants. You can try, but you got to really look at the things that they're coming up with. And not only that, I'm glad he dropped the lawsuit, because it's other infractions. Remember now, you play regardless of you was told not to play. Mm-hmm. So we still won. We still win.
You fought.
So right. We still winning, and I tell anybody, they could have cut our throat, but I'm seeing that by him dropping the lawsuit is going to help him, help the university, and I still think we're going to have a great season. We still got things to do and work on, but I think we winning.
That's it. Appreciate the call, brother.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Jason. Jason, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yo.
I think we won, because anytime it's like playing chicken, you know, the first person blinked. I think the NCAA blinked when I say, no, if you dropped the lawsuit, we'd talk. And I think when that happened, I think Memphis won.
You're right. The NCAA blinked first, didn't they?
They did.
And I think the Royce, Boyce kid plays. I didn't see him play Tuesday. Did he play?
Well, Boyce isn't involved. You're thinking of the TSSAA thing.
But did he play Tuesday against Oregon? I didn't think I saw him play.
No, I don't think Boyce got in the game. As a matter of fact, in that game, I don't think Boyce got in.
Okay, well,
no, Isaiah Maurice did and Jaden did, but I don't think Boyce did.
Like I said, I think they won, because I think they're like playing chicken, and they blanked first, and we won.
I think you made a good point.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call. I'm not sure what Ryan Boyce had to do with any of that, but okay.
Yeah, no, it was a separate conversation. Yeah. I just want to see Boyce go.
Okay, let's go to Alan. Alan, you're on.
Hey, man, thanks, guys. You know, you guys keep saying that it's good to just get it over with and be done with it. That would be great if I really believed that was the case. But, I mean, you think back to Derrick Rose. He was cleared 3 times. And the NCAA still came back after the fact and vacated the whole season. It's never really over with the NCAA, and that's the problem, is they pick and choose and they select who and when they want to pick on.
Agree with you
and
completely.
If they come to a resolution, James, here, it will be over.
James wouldn't have dropped the lawsuit if it wasn't done, we feel like, to some – right here, he's agreed to a number of games, right? Otherwise, why drop the lawsuit? Why?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I hope it's really over.
Oh, we do too.
I just don't believe that's the case.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. An arbitrary and capricious.
Yep. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Did Memphis win? Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, you're on.
Hey, guys. I love your show. You know, I don't want to call you about Penn and dressing in them $10,000 suits. That got a lot to do with it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, I think they're going to end up getting punished. I'm going to tell you exactly how many games they're going to lose. I mean, why is one going to be out? Exactly. Remember, I told you this now. I got an inside source to the NCAA. It's going to be 11. It's going to be 11.
11?
Who is your source?
Oh, come on now. We can't.
I mean, give me like a title.
No, it's going to be 11. It's going to be 11.
Games.
But the bottom line is, and see, with y'all talking and the NCAA listening, y'all think this should be sugar-coated. They came to Penny at first and said, let's get this over with. But he want to play tough guy, you know. And Stitter, he knew Wiseman was ineligible. He knew this.
Are you saying this from your source? Because that is not the story.
James was cleared.
James was clear. No, he never was clear.
Yes, he was.
Cleared it. It was cleared in,
In
May.
The NCAA said he was cleared.
Yes.
In May, he was cleared. He was cleared.
Okay, then let me ask information. Y'all this. Y'all very smart.
Is your source in Indianapolis?
I think you got a source at the NAIA.
No,
is a source.
You know what? Just hear me out, fellas. Just give me about a minute and a half. Okay, if James was cleared, why the NAIA pay no expeditions? Because he was what?
He was injured.
Oh, but he played. Hold on. Hold that thought. But he played in the Midnight Madness. Didn't he dunk balls? Didn't he shoot threes? But he was hurt.
The pro day. He got hurt the pro day, which was after Memphis Madness.
The pro day. He hurt his shoulder.
Oh, he got hurt after the fact. Isn't that something?
Man.
And isn't it?
Who do you root for? Are you a Louisville fan? Are you a Tennessee fan?
No, I'm a diehard Memphis fan. I can go back to Ricky McCoy.
Questions, Wayne.
Why are you worried about Penny's shoes, $10,000 suits?
Look, the reason why, because he needs to coach harder. Anytime I still go back to Lamar and on, Division II, Division III, of offensively out-rebounding.
Are you mad?
Penny,
are you mad today or
Wayne.
Happy? Are you mad or happy?
After we get to 11 games, I'm gonna be happy. And then you know the other
thing.
Hello. Let me say this. And you know what else gonna hurt the NCAA? Look at this. Since we let the NCAA let the guy from Ohio State play, now all of a sudden we wanna cop deuces. We wanna get what he got. No, you're not.
Nobody's agreed to
call
this
back
settlement
when it's fewer
11
than 11,
games.
Wayne. Call back when it's fewer than 11. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on.
Man, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Man, Wayne sounds like he's been putting Booker sugar in his veins, man. I don't know what's going on with him. But, look, man, this is the best resolution we can hope for to get this over with quick.
Amen.
Those guys need to be worrying about getting their chemistry data, especially while he don't need to have this hanging over his head, because the longer it goes on, the worse it could be for us. And I'm just still on these $10,000 suits. What does that got to do with
anything?
The NCAA know Penny's a millionaire, so they could care less about that. It'd be different if he was one of us and he started coaching. Then they would have something to look for. But I'd be like, that's crazy, man. My thing is, I'm glad this is going to be resolved because in March, we don't want to be worried about this, man. And that's all I got, y'all.
Appreciate it, brother.
People are upset. We are too nice. We're too nice. Yeah, we got to start cutting people off. Let's go to Telly.
I cut a fool
Telly,
off
you're
yesterday.
On. Hey, guys. It is absolutely a win. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe anybody else would think or anybody would think anything else. And I'm here to tell you, I think he's going to start playing again after Ole Miss. I believe it's only going to be three games. I believe it's going to be the minimum. I really do.
Well, that would be that certainly is something that we have heard. We can't confirm, but it's certainly being tossed around. Telly, thanks for the call. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to James in South Haven. James, you're on.
Look, I think we should celebrate that. This is a Memphis all the way from – this is a win for all the way from Memphis.
Amen.
Memphis winning for the Grizzlies, the Tigers football, Tigers basketball. This is a win. We should just celebrate this great win. We're whipping everybody, NCAA. We're getting the LSMU. We're knocking down everyone. Everybody just calm down, be quiet, and celebrate this win for Memphis Tigers.
The only
appreciate the call.
The only entity that Memphis has not been able to beat this year so far is Oregon, and Maryland. Temple. Let's go to Demetrius. Demetrius, you're on.
Hey, man, honestly, I believe Memphis is losing.
Really?
You're going in blindfolded. You really don't know.
No, they're not going in blindfolded.
Don't you think that Wiseman doesn't drop the suit unless they know, right? Right?
They're not going in blindfolded, Demetrius.
You don't think so?
No way so. Wiseman drops it if he doesn't know and they haven't accepted this.
Going in blind would have been to sit him before the season opener and apply for reinstatement.
And just wait on the NCAA to tell you
that
what it's going
to be. That would have been going in blind.
That's blind.
I'm legally blind!
And NCAA said, okay, we told you he's ineligible, and you're going to play him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that statement is going to come back to haunt Memphis.
No, they're going to get that all worked out.
As John said, pound of flesh, whatever it's going to be, an ounce, whatever they're going to get, they're going to get something. You're right off that, yeah. He's going to have to sit some.
But Demetrius, don't worry, man. They're not going in blind.
This is a good news day, we're trying to tell you, and hopefully you believe.
Man, I really hope so, man. Yeah. I want Memphis. I'm a Tennessee fan. I bleed orange. But, man, I live in Memphis.
Big
so.
That.
Dig that, yeah. That you can still root for the Tigers as a Tennessee fan.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Good luck to your squad.
As long as they're not playing Tennessee, no problem.
All right, man. Thank you. 535-3776-535-ESPN.
He's playing against Tennessee.
I know you guys have sources and stuff, so you're hearing like on this lower number. If, in fact, it is 11, did they lose?
Makes it a little different for me.
Yeah, it's.
I say they lost if it's 11.
The only person that said it's going to be 11 is Wayne from Whitehaven.
Yeah, we haven't heard a number though, is what I'm saying. So if it is 11, I think it's
that.
I've
heard ranges, but I've not heard as many as 11. So until I hear something a little bit more credible than Wayne,
Brad, I'll answer you. I think it would fall in the category of loss then, because again, what'd you fold up the suit for then? Keep the suit going.
Right.
I, that's too much for me.
I just have a hard time believing that would happen.
Especially when I know fundamentally that Penny didn't give that kid that money to steer him to Memphis.
They would have gotten less game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.